Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love things. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. Buddy Baby. Baby, baby.
Hey, it's Selena. The best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad.
College
Radio. Love fantasy.
They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Spotlight stuck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans. And I don't see no end of future, all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back. And knew my frame now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is stacked? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what it's about. What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet. Baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running out. Checking in, that's
welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. I am one of your hosts, Storm, and with me I have my fellow divas, Diva Susan and Bilton.
Yes, yes.
All right, it looks like we're missing one more. Yes.
I'm here, y'all. I'm in the building.
All right, all right.
Miss Mobetta sounding like a frog tonight.
All right, so that's Miss Mobetta and Miss Ray Queen is in the building. And we're here every Wednesday night, 8 p.m., same time, same place, each week. Number to call, 563-999-3577. We're going to, you know, pretty much just do a quick, real quick to the point, because tonight we're going to be doing a little tribute to DMX, Black Rob. We're going to talk about Shock G also. Just to, you know, pay a little, you know, respect to just some hip-hop legends, I guess you could say, that's been a part of hip-hop from the beginning. Get out of here. Long time. And sorry about that. Of course, that's my puppy. So I had a moment. Sorry, y'all. Straight on the air. So, yeah, so we're definitely going to just pay some respect and just, you know, play a couple of DMX tracks. You know, talk about the funeral, the memorial, give the information out that we did find online for Black Rob's funeral. I know originally it wasn't up there, but I think we found it. So we'll give that information out as well. So with that being said, quick, how you ladies doing?
Wow.
I'm doing
okay. Go ahead, Ray. I'm sorry. Ray Queen speaking here. I am doing awesome. I cannot complain. God is good. I'm feeling good. The weather is great.
I'm doing all right.
Yes, indeed. Like I said, the weather is beautiful. Weather, rain or shine, is any day above ground is a good day.
Excellent.
Yes,
of course,
indeed.
We take a minute. Angie, shout out to the newlyweds, you know, shout
yes,
out to the newlyweds.
Tim, yes, indeed. Tim and Tamika Strickland.
Congratulations.
Nice. Congratulations.
May God bless that union with many more years. So with that being said, ladies, let's just start right into the show. Just to clear things up a tad bit with the message. So those of you who are listening from the computer, you will not be able to go online. You do have to call 563-999-3577. We welcome any and everybody to call in. Thank you for reaching out. So usually we explain that in the beginning part of the show, just let everybody know. You do have to call and the number's toll-free, and I like to say support is free. Number's toll-free. It only takes a minute to call in, chime in, say your opinion or whatever it is we're talking about, and then just keep it moving. So, with that being said, once again, number to call, 563-999-3577. So, ladies, what's your input, your feeling, your thoughts on the memorial? You want to go with the memorial first, and then we'll go with the funeral for DMX. What's your thoughts?
You go, Ray.
I watched the service on BET the other day, and I really enjoyed the service. I did. It was sad. It really was. I also watched they were driving his coffin, his casket, from where was it? I don't know where they started.
Yonkers. From Yonkers to Brooklyn, yeah.
To Brooklyn on a big, big truck. And then they had a whole bunch of
right.
the Rough Riders. Yes, a whole bunch of Rough Riders, cars and vehicles. It was very monumental, very eye-catching. Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. What about you, Miss Mobetta?
Yeah, you know, it was, for anybody that has watched has been into hip hop and stuff, you know, around the era of DMX, just to see, you know, the different stages of his career and pretty much his life, because he was very transparent as far as his life went. So, you know, it was very heart wrenching when you saw everybody up there speaking, because you know what place it came from, you know. But his music, DMX music, brought so much energy to whatever party, concert, show, whatever you was at. DMX's music brought so much energy to it. So it's like, I don't care what mood you was in, you put on a DMX song and you was getting hype. You know what I'm saying? You was getting hype, you know. So, I mean, like Ray said, it was definitely monumental, you know what I mean? And not only that, you know, when people tend to judge others by the flaws that they see, you understand? Let me tell you something. DMX was a saved man regardless of his flaws, you know. And I pretty much say that his soul was saved, even if he wasn't saved physically, you understand? So, you know, I just, you know, I think they really took the time. Shout out to Kanye West, because Kanye put together the Saturday Memorial at the Barclays Center with him, along with Swiss Beats and a couple of other producers. But they put together a very nice service, you know, a show. It was more of a show on Saturday and a service on Sunday. So, you know, it was very befitting. It was really befitting, and I enjoyed it. You know, I enjoyed seeing the people come together and stuff. And, like, I don't know if y'all saw when Swiss Beats spoke. It was very profound. It was profound because it might have stepped on a few people's toes and thought that it was, you know, he was being a little hard. But he got up there and spoke truth. Like, listen, people need you while they're alive. Once we close our eyes for the last time, that's it. There's no saving them. That's why when, you know, I'm very, for lack of a better word, I'm serious. When people say God bless the dead, God does not bless the dead. The blessings are for the living, because once you're gone, that's it. You understand what I'm saying? So why he was saying, you know, give people their flowers and stuff now so they could spell. You might have a little animosity and stuff going on. Like I said, you might not have agreed with his lifestyle and stuff like that, but reach out to people a little more to see what place are they coming from. Where are you coming from? You know what I'm saying? What is it we can do to help you? You know, you don't really have a lot of that anymore from a genuine standpoint.
But you know what? See, I think I truly enjoyed it. I did. Not just DMX's funeral, but let's just talk about celebrity funerals in general, you know, because there's a lot of celebrities that have dealt with addiction, abuse, you know, you name it. There's a lot of them, you know, they're in the spotlight. So, like, if one of us goes through it, who knows? You know, who knows about it, you know? But if a celebrity goes through it, everybody knows. Everybody passed judgment. Everyone gives their opinion about everything when it comes down to these people. And I feel like, to me personally, I feel like they have no room to really live their personal life because they're in the spotlight. And Whitney Houston, her funeral as well, perfect example. Did you see all those people out there? DMX funeral. Did you see all those people out there? Biggie's funeral. Did you see those people out there? Like, just, I'm just naming celebrities that when they did pass on, there was a whole bunch of people out there. Now, if you say, okay, celebrities, let's just say that we're having an issue with addiction, right? Where were those people at? All those people, like, when I tell you, when I heard Swiss Beats, I stood up and clapped my hands because that was a true fact.
I know that's right.
And people needed to see it. They did. They need to see it. They need to hear it. They need to comprehend it. To me, it's okay if you step on some toes, because the reality is this man had dealt with addiction for many, many years. You know what I'm saying? So when you think about it, he still got out there before his shows and he prayed. he knew the word. He was a man of God. He was a prophet, as they say. Like, when I tell you, he definitely struggled with his life, but I feel like he was at peace. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was
at peace
with the life that he's, and someone had said, like, his last, like, 2 years, I think they said, like, it has, like, it was his best life. Like, those 2 years.
Yeah,
last
he
two
was
years
clean
was, like,
and sober,
best 2 years.
Right.
Like, that right there, to me, that, to me, they, when you think of people who deal with addiction and stuff like that, when you could go all your life in the media, in social media, all over the place, and you deal with this addiction out in front of everybody, okay? Mm-hmm. And then when you get clean and you get sober and you're free of your addiction, guess what? Where they at? People will talk about the negative about you, but they won't highlight the fact that you're doing the right
that's
thing.
Right.
Like, you were
that's
fighting
right.
those demons, and you conquered
that's
it.
Right.
So now what?
That's
you know? So
right.
I don't know. To me,
right.
I just felt like I completely agreed with Swiss Beats. I felt like that was something that needed to be
absolutely.
Said. It did.
Very
it needed
profound.
To be said. It did. It
that's
did. And I hope it steps on people's toes, because everybody said, oh, you know, oh, I love him. Oh, this, oh, that, oh, this, oh, that. But at the end of the
sure.
day, listen, if you take something from the funeral and from the memorial, take this. Tell your loved ones that you love them. And if someone is struggling with an issue, don't blast them. Try and help them.
Right.
Right.
Right. Well, you know what, Storm, on that note, Storm, people tend to point out other people's struggles. People don't understand how many different types of addictions there are. You understand? It's not just a drug and alcohol addiction. So people
mm-hmm.
tend to forget that. Like, all right, you see his, what's yours? You understand
right.
what I'm saying? Even though we know when some people get up, they get lives and stuff. My point is, don't ever be too busy. And y'all know I speak about this very often. Don't ever be too busy to reach out when you know somebody's going through something. So
mm-hmm.
the word busy is not a good word. Being under Satan's yoke is what busy stands for, because now it takes away from important moments where people actually need you. You understand? Nobody
mm-hmm.
can live in this world
definitely.
Alone. I don't care what your position is. No one can live in this world alone. You know,
right.
you're going to need somebody for something, believe it or not. You know, even when, I don't
mm-hmm.
care how much money you have either. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, you know, people just become too busy to even reach out, you know, with our daily lives and stuff like that, you know. And I'm not knocking anybody for, you know, living your life, doing what you do or whatever. But don't wait till somebody dies to try to show them what kind of love you had for them. Because it's too late.
Right, right. It's too late. Right. Excellent. I completely agree. Not to shift it a tad bit, but I want to say, I know y'all seen that women empowerment though, right? Those queens
Woo!
Get up there and didn't make her, didn't act a fool. You know,
they didn't just speak. They sounded off.
Yes. Shout out to them. Okay, DMX. Yes. Shout out to, you know, his fiance and, you know, his ex-wife. Definitely shout out to you guys. Just for showing people in general, like, you don't have to bicker and act a fool, you know? Like,
right.
you don't have to bicker and act a fool over a man that you're not even with, you know? Like,
right.
it's not even about that. It's bigger than that. And that's something that I feel women, you know, I'm not going to say us women, because I'm not going to include us three in that equation. I'm just going to say women in general have to learn how to uplift each other and not beat each other down. And that's
right.
something that women, I'm sorry, you guys have to do better. You do. You got to do better, because I don't
yeah,
have a problem telling somebody, you know what, sis, you looking good. Congratulations. You're doing your thing.
Right.
I don't have a problem giving somebody a props. Now,
mm-hmm.
do people have a problem and return to me? Who knows, you know? But
mm-hmm.
reality is there's nothing wrong with uplifting each other, motivating each other, giving each other words of encouragement, you know, making somebody feel good. You got to, you know, you have a frown on your face, you know, say something, make
right.
them smile, you know.
Right.
You don't know what the next person's going through, you know.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
To me, I think it was wonderful. I do. I think it was wonderful.
It really was. It was powerful, and you know, and I just pray that everybody that was in attendance
you know, that watch virtually, however, you know, they could take something from it, you know what I'm saying, and learn and grow from it, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we got people, and especially now, we are losing people at an alarming rate. You know, you had not just the celebrity, not just celebrities. I mean, people in general.
In general,
look how many people have died in the last year. Who would have ever thought in this lifetime that we'd be losing this many people? You know, for whatever reason, whether it was scientifically generated, or whether it's a natural thing, or whether it's God tapping us on our shoulder. It's still an alarming. Alarming rate of people that we have lost.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you got people that are still fighting. You know what I'm saying? So it costs you nothing to be kind. You know, be kind. Even if you have nothing to give, kindness is free.
Right.
Smile.
Well, you know what? If you have nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all. How about that?
Right.
You don't got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all. Keep your mouth shut, mind your business, do your own thing. How about that? You know, kind of like people you've spoken to, one of those things, you know, like people you've spoken to. If I didn't call your name and I didn't say it to you directly, I'm not talking about you. And if I have nothing nice to say, I need to be quiet and don't say nothing at all. People need to do that because I've seen some things, even today, I've seen some things on Facebook, and I was like, what? I was like, this is 2021. How many people lost their lives in the last 6 months? That you want to sit and you want to bicker over what?
Wow.
Something that you're not even going to lose sleep over. Like, really, you're not losing no sleep over that, for real. If that interrupts your sleep when you go to bed tonight, then you didn't have that right conversation with God before you closed your eyes. Because you should be praying and hopeful and thankful and hoping and praying that God wakes you up tomorrow morning. Why you got so much evil and stuff on your heart, you know? I don't know. I just, you know, I'm seeing some things, and, you know, it's just not, I wish that women would just come together and just uplift each other, give each other props, give each other credit, you know? You look good. Like, Miss Nobetta, you rocked that dress today, girl, with your little, dress that you had going on, like, I'm about to walk through this. I'm about to slay this right here. You was not playing. See? You know, like.
And that was a dress I had in my closet that I forgot I even had. I was like, oh.
Wow.
Still had the tags on it. I had to go through the closet. Oh, wait a minute. Look at God.
Wow.
Oh, Lord, yes, indeed.
Well, I was like, wait, wait a minute. Look at you, girl. Okay, you clean up well. You clean up well. Like, see?
Thank you, love.
You can't walk into that ceremony like, yes. You can't tell me nothing. I don't have a care in the world. I have my hater blockers on. I don't see anybody.
That's why I keep the pair of them, child. I keep the pair of them things on. Which way I'm looking, I'm good. I only have one strand of gray hair, like, you know, not bragging nor complaining, just saying.
See what happens, y'all? I was giving her positive information, right? A nice compliment, right? She know I've been gray since 21, and I got a head full of hair. And then she goes talk about, I only have one strand of gray hair. You know, why did y'all do that to me, right? She said, shot me down. Like,
listen, that yours is just genetics. It ain't got nothing to do with nothing else. You're just genetic. Yours is genetics. You have some people that are actually born with gray hair. So, I ain't trying to take nothing from y'all. Some people rock that gray hair well, honey.
I'm not one.
Rock the hell out of that gray hair.
I'm not ready for that. But ladies, we're gonna try a couple things. We're gonna try to go to a song. And then we're going to come back and we can, you know, just spend a few minutes on Shock G and Black Rob also, you know, so we definitely want to, you know, talk about their careers. And I want to say when the Divas had me listening to this song, whoa, last night, like, whoa. Yeah, so I have to say, I was listening to this song last night, and she did it to
just
me.
Try to fit it
she
in.
She played with my head and just,
try to,
yeah.
Try
yeah.
to fit it in.
Right. So,
try to fit it in.
Yeah, so we're going to go, we're going to play a song right now. I believe this one is here. This one here, I believe it's from, we just won't go to a song. I'm not even going to say who it's from. We just won't go to a song. And we're going to, you know, just vibe for a minute, and then we're going to come back and continue the show. We'll be right back with you. Have a blessed day.
Cowards and it's gonna be quick. I owe your man's been to jail before. Suck my dick and all the muffled cats you run with. Get done with. Suck quick. You gonna approach the dog with some bumps. I take go to click, click. Now I'm 1-1.
What?
All over some dump. Ooh. Ain't that some, huh? You remind me of a strip club. Cause every time you come around, it's like, what? I just gotta get my dick up. And I don't know who the fuck you think you're talking to. But I'm not him. I expect to watch what you do. Or you gonna find yourself very next to someone else. And we all thought you loved yourself. But that couldn't have been the issue. Or maybe they just saying that now cause they miss you. Maybe they have an issue. That's why you laying on your back looking at the roof of the church. Preacher telling the truth and it hurts.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
Off the chain, I leave soft in the brain. Still want the fame, off the name. First of all, you ain't trapped long enough to be with me. So whatever it is you pumping on, I got you thinking that you Superman. I got the kryptonite, and I smack you with my dick and a mic. Characters, not even good actors. What's gonna be the outcome? Then that up all the factors. You whack, you twisted, your girl's a hoe. You broke, the kid ain't yours, and everybody knows. Your old man say you stupid. You be like, so, I love my baby mother. I never let her go. I'm tired of weak, whining over that don't belong to them. What's wrong with them? Get up for real, like my man's in them. Who get it all on the strip of their hands with them.
Man, y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
I bring down rings, the heaviest curse ahead. No more talk, put them in the dirt. You keep walking, that you're trying to end up red. Cause if I end up red, I end up dead. Cause you're just slow type.
What?
Fake up north type. It's like a soft wipe. Dog, it's a dog, blood thicker than water. We done been through the mud, and we quicker to slaughter. The bigger the order, the more we run out. When up in there, everybody come out. When nobody run out, turn in the shut out. I'ma keep it out. Running his mouth, I'ma blow his gun out. Listen,
what?
He's about to be missing. You know who gon' find you? Some old man fishing. Grandma wishing your soul depressed. But it's hard to digest with the size of the hole in your chest.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind.
Up in here.
Yeah. Y'all either gonna make me lose my mind or my voice won.
I'm gonna lose my mind.
Winning, the voice is winning. But you see how I don't know, for all my folks that are on the line, again, the number is 563-999-3577 for our internet users. But I'm sure when y'all were listening to that song, it had y'all at least pumping y'all fists like, yes, you know what I'm saying? And that's the vibe DMX's music for, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, his music just, it touched you in all areas, in all aspects. And he'll be sorely missed. Mm. He will be sorely missed, especially in the hip-hop community. So
you know, all races, all genders.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Everybody, you know, knows somebody that when a DMX song come on, you know you hype. You know you are. And if you're not, I don't know.
You know you are.
But what do you guys think about him praying before, like, the shows and stuff? Like, how did you guys feel about that growing up?
Beautiful. I loved that about him. Oh, my gosh. Nothing more attractive than a praying man. Oh, my God. This is Ray Queen speaking. My sister, one of my sisters, my baby sister, Selena, shout out to Selena. She, every time we talk about DMX, she brags to me. I went to two of his concerts. You didn't go to any of his concerts with me? I went to two of his concerts. Yes, I have not gone to any of his concerts. I wish I had have, because there was just something about that bad boy that had me attracted to him, and the fact that he was a praying bad boy. I loved it.
Excellent.
You had to, I mean, for anybody that loved God, respected that. You understand
Absolutely. What
I'm saying? So it's like, mm-hmm. you know, and you were always taught that regardless of whatever, like, he got first, and that's what he did. He was a ghetto, he was our ghetto prophet. He was the hood prophet.
Yes.
You know? The most people there's some people that just, the only time they heard about God is when they heard DMX talk. So, you know,
exactly.
you had to respect that. And it wasn't for no form of fashion. You felt the passion in that when he did pray. I know
that's
I did. I can't really speak mm-hmm. for nobody else.
I know I did.
That part, but you could feel it like he genuinely loved God, you know.
Right,
and
right.
That's another part of him that was transparent. So, you know, you had nothing but respect for that.
Yeah.
Look. Well, I'm gonna say it. Sorry, y'all. He loved God and he loved children. Cause how many did he have? Lord, Jesus, he was not playing.
Therefore, he loved him some women, some beautiful women.
I was like, wow, like who, you know. When you think of it, it's like all walks of the path. It's like people, you meet different people and you talk to different people, but it's like reality is when you see, I feel personally like he was able to talk to the hood and get the hood to understand that you can wear Timberland mm-hmm. boots and you can be rapping and you can still love God at the same time, you know?
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with you having your issues and dealing with your struggles, but still praying, still going to church. You know, like, you don't know. It's like, I feel like he gave an outlet to people that allowed them to see another side. Like, oh, not just people got to get dressed up and go to church every day, or not perfect people
mm-hmm.
go to church every day. It showed people that you can battle whatever you're battling, and you can still love God at the same time. You know, I wanted to say that.
That's because God will meet you where you are. That's what when God said come as you are and all, it does not mean the clothes that you're wearing. That has something
mm-hmm.
to do with your soul and your inner being.
Mm-hmm.
And God
right.
will meet you where you are. Just all you got to do is beckon him. You beckon
right.
for him to come to you. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? You ask him, like, Lord, I need you. And that's what he was doing. He was calling for that, you know? So we're not gonna, we can get it real deep with that, but we'll say that for another day.
Look, we'll save it. But I want to definitely also just talk about real quick Doc G on Dead at 57.
Oh.
Definitely want to talk about that.
Yeah.
When I hear his name, I think of the Humpty Dance. You know, I think
absolutely.
Of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, that's
my,
you know.
That was the hit that kept him. That's the hit that kept him on moving. I mean, he's had a lot of other hits. You know, they wasn't as popular as
right.
the Humpty Dance. The Humpty Dance was his number one hit, and
mm-hmm.
so you already know when you hear that song, you're gonna associate the Jew because that was his number one hit. So, His catalogs and stuff wasn't as big as a lot of other, but where he was from, they loved that man.
Absolutely.
They loved him. They loved him. You know, so I don't know. They were supposed to do an autopsy or something to see what the cause of death was. Because he was found in a hotel room down in Miami. For those that don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They found him in a hotel room down in Miami, but the cause of death wasn't disclosed. So I couldn't speak on that.
Yeah. I'm not gonna
touch
that.
You know what? Hip hop, and like the hip hop community and entertainment community and stuff has lost a lot of people. Period. You know, because
right.
not only
right.
they died, Prince Marky D also just died also from the Fat Boys, the light-skinned one, for those that don't know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
He also passed away about a month ago. You know, so,
wow.
you know, hip-hop has been taking big losses lately, you know.
Right.
And if we could sit down and just start writing down everybody, like, we'd be writing all day. So, shout out to the hip-hop community. Like.
Yeah, I was going to say it definitely affects people differently. And, yes, some people get more accolades than others, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, and honestly, you know, some people may agree, some people may not. It's the truth. It does happen, you know, and I believe sometimes it happens because of the effect or the impact that it has left on people's lives. You know,
mm-hmm.
not saying that your music may not be good, you know, or what you did for the community is not good.
Right.
No, I'm not saying
right.
that. I'm just saying
right.
when you have people who have, you know, who affect people and their impact on different lives is different. You know,
right.
it is. It's
right.
different when you think of it. Like, perfect example, you'll see, like, this whole thing with DMX, how his funeral was, right? And then you can see someone else who could be in the hip hop world, and that person may not have the same funeral as DMX or something similar than, you know, to DMX. That
right.
doesn't mean they're
mm-hmm.
not important or they didn't affect people's life
important.
And they didn't leave
right.
a legacy. You know, but that
right.
doesn't mean that at all. You know, please understand,
absolutely.
Doesn't mean that. It just means sometimes the impact is different, and the timing could be, you know, the timing is different. So definitely want to, you know. Definitely, I do agree. You know, shout out to the hip hop community, and you know, and our condolences
mm-hmm.
to anyone who's lost anybody, not just due to addiction, but life in general. Like this last
right.
year, you got people
right.
dying left and right. I think more than I've ever seen. You know, so quickly,
absolutely.
And it's constant. You know, it's constant, and that's the sad part. You know, is that, you know, it's constant, and it's all of a sudden. You know,
mm-hmm.
you got people that could have been sick for 10 years. And then all of a sudden, you know, with everything that's going on, then they don't make it, you know. So,
yeah.
I don't know, but I definitely want to throw a question out there
real quick. I personally know two
people
that passed away in this 1 week. Like, it's one today and one a couple of days ago. Shout out to my boy JC and his people, and shout out to the Edwards family. It's hard. It's really hard.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. It's hard. You know, and I don't care what level you are. Just, it's never anything. It's never easy for anybody to accept, in my opinion. You know, that's something that you really could never prepare for, even if someone's sick. You know, it's just it's something that you never really prepared for. Again, and that's in my opinion. You have people like Storm said, people deal with things in a different way. And it's, I don't know, it's just harder. Because now it's draining.
Right.
It's draining now.
Right. But you know what it is? You know, and just imagine for the people who are immediately affected, you know, they are definitely having it so much harder. You know, they're dealing with it more, and then it's no one can prepare for death, I feel. Even if someone's been sick for years, you still never really prepare yourself for it. You know, you hope and pray when that moment comes that you're prepared, but you can't prepare in advance, you know, for it. But I definitely, because it's about 8:40, I do want to, real quick, for the celebration of Black Rob is going to be Friday, April 30th at the Metropolitan Church in Harlem. It's at 128th Street in Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard. It looks like it's from 9 to 11 a.m. is the public viewing, and then from 11 a.m. to 12:30 is the close. Is a closed ceremony from there. But ladies, so you guys can help me with this. Black Rob was signed to Puffy, right?
Yeah, Bad Boy.
Bad Boy. Yeah. Okay. And Black Rob, one of his, you know, hits was Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. Yeah. So, you know what? Y'all laughing. But, but
I wasn't laughing until you just said that. Like, and listen, folks, we don't want y'all to think we are laughing at Black Rob in any type of way. No, we don't want y'all to think that. Don't take that the wrong way. But,
no, I want you to look up the lyrics to Whoa. Look up the lyrics to Whoa, and then just do a little bit of homework. Between the relationship with Bad Boy and Black Rob, and then you'll understand. But we're not going to touch that. We're not going to touch it. We're just going to talk about it.
Yeah,
Whoa.
No, that's a whole different show.
yeah, we're not going to touch that. But as we do mention Black Rob, I do want to talk to you guys because, of course, social media, you know, the media, you know, even though he was signed to Bad Boy, you know, I'm not saying that your money should last you forever for the rest of your life, but you don't get any, like, royalties on, like, say, when your music spins and, you know, like, I know back in the day the contracts weren't that great, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to figure out is once the contracts are not great and you realize it once you get older, because it's a legally binding contract, and let's just say they know that the contract isn't as great, so to speak. You can't go back and sue them to get some more money?
Rachel, do you want to comment or do you want me to go first?
Go ahead.
Okay.
It's,
what it is?
Yeah.
This is how it's not even that the fact that the contracts weren't great. It's that people weren't taking the time to read them before they signed them. You understand what I'm saying? They weren't good deals for the artists. A lot of them didn't know. They didn't understand the business. They didn't take the time to find the business out and get these agents. They are fly by night agents and jinky promoter producers, and they were robbing people of their money and royalties. So if you're that's why you have a lot of people now that are underground artists or independent artists that stay that way because they have control of their own finances and budgets and different things that like that. Now, when you sign into these major labels and companies, those companies, they're predators. They are real predators. Yeah, I said it. And what they do is, I don't know if you guys watch Why Do Fools Fall in Love? And stuff like that, where the producer and stuff put his name on everything because, again, you're not taking the time out to read through your contract, read the fine print before you sign. But, see, a lot of times most of the artists that we see that's coming up, most of them are from the streets, from the hoods, and stuff like that. So we're not really used to anything when you're in that position. So they flash a little bit of money in your face and say, oh, we'll give you this, this, and this, and then a little bit of fame with that, And then that be it, not knowing that every time your song is played on the radio or TV or somebody sampling your music, and when it comes to your masters and your with recording and stuff like that, people are not taking the time to find out the logistics of the stuff, and they miss out. And that's how these artists end up with no money. Like, you see, Puffy and them end up owning these people because they didn't take the time to read their contracts. And then they end up with nothing.
Right. Which is sad, though, which is really sad,
it's
because
sad.
Back then, you know, they're very, you know, they're excited to be able to be signed to a label, and then to find out that things are not on the up and up, you know, that's kind of very disheartening, you know, to know that you put your blood, sweat, and tears into something and it wasn't really legit. But, I mean, you did get the fame out of it, I guess, so some people want the fame, I guess. I don't know. But I just want to say, you know, nothing, of course, with Posse and all that, you know, just in general, guys. You do want to make sure that for these up-and-coming artists that you guys are, you know, you guys are reading your contracts. You know, don't use these fly-by-night type agents. You know, you want to make sure that you have a lawyer that's looking over, you know, what needs to be done, because it's, you know, you can get robbed in this way. But real quick, ladies, it's about 8:46, and we're going to go to another song real quick. We're going to go to Whoa. Black Rob.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. We're going to go to that real quick. We'll be
right back. Y'all, I'm getting ready to put y'all up on something, man. Yo, when you see something ill, you know what I mean? That shit is woke. Anything ill you see is woke. Nigga have a big six at the curb, that's woke.
Okay.
Especially if they got the fully equipped kid on it, it's woke. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo,
I had this bad bitch in town, she was woke. Had me fucked up in the head, I mean.
Whoa.
Bought the bitch diamonds and pearls, I mean.
Whoa.
Should've seen them shit shining on the wrist.
Whoa.
Now money ain't a problem, see my dough is like.
Whoa.
Pulled out my bankroll on y'all niggas like.
Whoa.
Lost the boot shrimp from 2 cents like. Faggy wanna peep my blueprints, I'm like.
Whoa.
Had to hit the brakes on y'all niggas like.
Whoa.
Niggas getting both on my block like.
Whoa.
Coming home within a half an hour like.
Whoa.
Running like they had the manpower like.
Whoa.
More or less. More so, I risk it, talk so, I live the fast life. Come through in the front flow like whoa. My niggas like dough, like dro, nitro, my flow, nice clothes like whoa. East Bay with cocaine like whoa. Now I'm Doc Strange in the range like whoa. 100 miles an hour switching lanes like whoa. Plus I'm getting brain from this chick like whoa. Finger near nigga asshole like
whoa.
Team floss bitches and bitches like
whoa.
9-9 Jag been poop like
whoa.
Keep them cheese lines on your blocks like
whoa.
Grenade through your window, bitch, like
whoa.
Love to see me do this shit like
whoa.
Niggas put me through this shit like
whoa.
So I'ma go toe to toe, blow for blow like
whoa.
And with the torso, live the fast life. Come through in the post flow like
whoa.
My niggas like dough, like throw, nitro, my flow, nice flows like
whoa.
We bag it, then flip it like
whoa.
Cars we jack it, then strip it like
whoa.
Fully equipment, front to back like
whoa.
Spitting on fiends that come for crack like
whoa.
Asking for shorts and shit, nigga like
whoa.
Half on this quote, now nigga that's
whoa.
Flow so properly, you'll see I'm
whoa.
Ain't no stopping me, I'm deep like
whoa.
Guns be popping, be we creep like
whoa.
Hear my name in these streets is like
whoa.
Must I pound the concrete like
whoa.
Fill his bitch ass, head to feet like
whoa.
Your man ain't
whoa.
The judge ain't
whoa.
COs ain't
whoa.
POs ain't
whoa.
Play yourself, I get the G.I. Joe. D.I.C. K-Riders ain't
whoa.
I rip the torso, lift the fast life. Come through in the port, throw like
whoa.
My niggas, light go, light go, light go, my flow, light go, light go. Niggas getting money in VA is
whoa.
Honey's looking right in ATL is
whoa.
Niggas flipping hoes in Chi-Town is
whoa.
Bitches taking paper in LA is
whoa.
Niggas stacking dough in DC is
whoa.
Beyond DR, hold me down like
whoa.
Ballers in Detroit, hold me down like
whoa.
Niggas in New Orleans getting money is
whoa.
Boston and Jersey motherfuckers is
whoa.
Florida niggas and Philly niggas is
whoa.
Tampa, Texas, Cleveland is woo. Memphis and Lowbox, my niggas is woo. Panama niggas, they hold me down like woo. My New York people, they hold me down like woo. Bad boy nigga, what is wrong, we woo. Alumni bitches, what is wrong, we woo. And CSC, motherfuckers is woo. My nigga fuck loud, what is wrong, he woo. That's just how the story goes. Whoever I forgot on.
Whoa.
Like, whoa, like, whoa. Whoa, yes, yes.
And look, see, when it comes to hip-hop, man, and look, again, we're not taking anything from the artists and stuff today. Y'all do what y'all do. But when you hear the old-school joint, I'm like, from the early 2000s and back, they even if they were one-hit wonders, they had the parties rocking, like, their songs were just so longevity. It's just like,
right, right. It was different.
I get out. I want to go outside and jump rope here in them songs.
Outside.
Yes, that's my new thing. I like jump roping. So I'm like, okay, I've been lazy today. Let me go jump rope real quick while the song is on. I was just outside jump roping.
Oh no! Oh Lord, have mercy.
You know what? Yeah. You could have kept that to yourself. You jump open and stuff. Okay.
Shout out to
you. I'll tell you. Yeah, shout out to the maker of the jump ropes, okay? So with that being said, we definitely will go around the table. We're going to end the show tonight with
playing.
We're going to go out to one of DMX's songs. We're going to go out to that. But with that being said, ladies, let's go around the table. Let's give our final thought about the show tonight. We see you, callers. That's right. 563-999-3577. The beauty of GC Powers Diva Squad is you can be whoever you want to be. You don't have to say your name. You can say whoever. And we'll bring you on air. You give your feedback on, you know, the topic. You know, you could tell us, you know, like tonight we're doing like a little tribute. So you definitely could, you know, press the one button and tell us, you know, something that DMX, how he could have impacted your life. Or we have him talking about Black Rob and Shock G as well. Or, you know, just check us out and give a shout out. But we'll go around the table. Time is of the essence, 8:52. And we can give our final thought, ladies.
Well, all righty then. Big shout out to the hip-hop community. I will forever love hip-hop, Lay Queen speaking. Show was awesome tonight. Love you, divas. GQ Palace, where it's at. Yes. I'm going to pass on the mic real quick. Y'all go on ahead.
It's on you. So what you going to do? Again, it's it goes so fast. Oh my goodness! It seemed like we just started talking, but we do it. We appreciate our callers and listeners, and you know, our internet users, our followers. We appreciate everybody because without y'all, it wouldn't be us. You know, I appreciate my team over here, the Diva Squad, and Rich Money, our CEO. We appreciate y'all time and effort and everything put into the show. We appreciate y'all. And we want y'all to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Invite people over to the show. We welcome all walks of life and callers, you know. Dial that number, 563-999-3577, every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And chop it up with us, divas. And this is Long Island's leading lady signing out.
All right. So, of course, this is Storm speaking. Ditto everything that they just said. So, with that being said, have a blessed and safe week. We had a wonderful show tonight. We do welcome, you know, all the callers. I see you. If you do have any topics that you'd like to send in to us so we can discuss, it's GEEQUE 002 dq002@gmail.com. That's dq002@gmail.com. If you're looking to promote any events that you're looking to, that you're throwing, you're hosting, and you want GQ Powers to help you and give some shout-outs and stuff, please make sure you check us out. We will be having our Friday show starting back up soon, so keep a lookout for that. On our Diva Squad on Wednesdays, we do interview as well. So if anyone's looking to get an interview, please send in the information to gq002@gmail.com. I enjoyed the show tonight. I'm just saying. I truly enjoyed it. And
yes.
I look forward to being back on the air with you guys every Wednesday. So have a blessed and safe week, and we'll sign it out. God bless.
Father God, I am just learning how to pray. Bear with me. First, I thank you for the life of everyone that's here with me. Then I thank you for the love you give me. Why? I don't know. I don't deserve it, and it hurts inside. Many a nights I cried and called your name out loud, but didn't call you when I was doing good, too proud. And still you gave me love. I wasn't used to that. Most of the people that gave me love ended up taking it back. That's something new to me. So I'm asking you for time to adjust. Let me make it there. I will be one you can trust. What I stand for, I put my life on. I do. I guess what I'm asking is, show me how to stand for you. And I will rap for you, sing for you, reach for you, preach for you, teach for you. I will love you like you love me, unconditionally. And I will always be prepared for whatever the mission will be. Give the nutrition to me, and I'll properly digest it. And when I give it back, I will show you word well invested. And whenever I go, before I go, let me give. Thanks to you, Lord, for my birth, for every day that I've lived. You gave me a love most of my life I didn't know was there. I give you my life because you cared. Amen.
Amen.
Didn't need a click, cause I stared at much. One deep with the starting kick. catching Vicks, throwing bricks, getting by, being slick. Used to get high just to get by, used to have to talk. In the morning before I could fly, I ate something. Couple of 40s made me hate something. After some, now I'm ready to take some. 3 years later, showing signs of stress. Didn't keep my hair cut, or give a fuck how I dress. I'm possessed by the darker side, living the cruddy life.
What?
Like this, kept with a bloody knife. Wanna make records, but I'm holding up. I'm slipping, I'm falling, can't get up.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up.
Wasn't long before I hit rock bottom. Like damn, look how that got up. Open like a window, no more endo. Look at a video, say to myself that could have been yo. On the TV, believe me, could be done. Something got to give, got to change, now I got a son. I got to do the right thing for shorty, and that means no more getting high, drinking 40. So I get back, looking tight, slick again. Fake, jump back on my again. Nothing but love for those that know how to feel. Much respect to all my kept it real. Be strong, kept it from doing wrong. Who they is, and this is your song. And to my boo, who stuck with it, I do. All the bulls, you get yours, because it's due.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping.